Hey, Daily Dosers. My name is Luke Cherry, and I work at North Coast Church at the Carlsbad campus. And today, I'm going to be talking about how there is power in humility. And oftentimes, we don't necessarily see power that way. In our lives, we typically will carry strength and we'll try to move up in a world while putting others down sometimes. It makes me think of my home environment. I have three daughters, two middle schoolers, and then a first grader. And it's really funny because I'll see this play out all the time. It could be us throwing out snacks or food or whatever, and my youngest has to like throw elbows just to get in there to get her portion of whatever. And we recently bought this ball. It's called an Ollie ball off of Amazon. And this ball is funny because you can really kick it hard, throw it hard or whatever indoors, and it doesn't like destroy the whole living room. So we've been playing different games inside with that. And it's funny because I'll watch the two middle schoolers interact with my first grader. And my first grader is getting tossed around like a rag doll while my middle schoolers are just dominating the games that they're playing. And so it makes me really think about sometimes just the natural power that we have. Sometimes we have felt like that youngest sibling where we're just trying to fight for ours. We're trying to move up in a world that's really not friendly to us moving up. Or sometimes we really wield power around like we're like my two middle school, older middle school daughters. And so I was just thinking about myself. Like, I feel like in different ways we have power that we're wielding. It can be that, you know, from our socioeconomic background, it can be the clothes that we wear, our posture, our strength, maybe our physical strength. It can be our smarts, our sense of humor. But in all these ways, there's ways that we can go into environments and really not love people well because we're kind of insecure to keep moving up the whatever kind of ladder we're trying to move up, this power ladder. And I truly feel that Jesus kind of redefines what this, what actual power looks like. In Luke chapter 22, verse 20, he's wrapping up his final meal with the disciples. And there's interesting things to take away here. He says, or it says, in the same way, after the supper, he took the cup saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to the man who betrays him." All of a sudden, there must have been some kind of crazy silence as all of these disciples are thinking, well, who is it? Who is that person who's about to betray Jesus? They began to question among themselves which of them it might be who would do this. And then the conversation kind of goes on from there where they start to compare each other to one another. A dispute also arose among them as to which of them was considered to be the greatest. Jesus said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors. But you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who is at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in trials, and I confer on you a kingdom, just as my Father conferred one on me, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." I feel like Jesus redefines what power looks like in this passage. He talks about service. He talks about being young. And I think that it really draws us back to the power of humility. We're not here in some kind of insecurity, having to push others down in some kind of pride movement as we're trying to move up in the world, but we're actually called to be people that love and surrender ourselves to one another. And in so doing, we're modeling exactly what Jesus came here to do. And so as we start our days, let this be a challenge to all of us. Let's be secure in our identity that we are children of heaven, modeled after Jesus, and let's surrender and love those around us. So thanks so much for joining us today, and we'll see you next time.